Hi guys, I'm Daphne.
And I'm Brinley.
And we are the co-hosts of Brinley and Daphne Talk About Stuff. A little disclaimer, we are not experts on any of these things. And also, we are not together right now. We are social distancing.
So this is going to be a two-part series, and we are talking about law enforcement discrimination. And so we really wanted to talk about this to give a new perspective, and it's really important. And this next case really got us interested in this.
So the case that we're talking about, it has like been really popular recently in the news. You might have seen it in headlines. It's the Ahmaud Arbery case. So what happened in this case is Ahmaud Arbery was jogging in February when he was confronted by father and son, Gregory and Travis McMichael.
Mr. Arbery was fatally shot during the encounter. Now, over 2 months later, the pair have finally been arrested.
And so the reason it was so much in the news is because someone actually took a video of what happened. We know that there are more details to this case in the cases we're going to be talking about afterwards, but we're just saying the bare bones details.
Yes.
And why were they just arrested 2 months? They shot someone and then they were allowed to go home.
I know there's actual evidence. Like, yeah, video.
It's like, what?
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 What? Oh, gosh.
But, sadly, things like this have happened before.
Many times.
No, not really. In 2014.
Oh, yes. Okay. In 2014, Officer Daniel Pantaleo was captured on video holding Eric Garner down in a chokehold during an attempted arrest in New York, where Garner refused to be handcuffed after being accused of illegally selling cigarettes. Eric Garner died after saying he couldn't breathe 11 times. Daniel Pantaleo remained an officer for 5 more years until being fired in 2019 with no charges.
Oh my gosh, this one, like, he literally said he couldn't breathe 11 times. Yeah. Not just one.
Yeah, like, even after the second time, like, maybe. But, like, 11? That's just crazy. And very sad.
And then Pantaleo was an officer for 5 more years?
Yeah, that's horrible. Like, who knows what else could have happened?
Yeah. Especially, like, if it wasn't on video.
Yeah, he would
have. People wouldn't have known. Another case we're going to be talking about is when Officer Johannes shoots Oscar Grant, an unarmed 22-year-old, in the back while he is lying face down on a platform at a station in Oakland.
So, Grant, he was at a protest, and things had gotten pretty violent, but he and many others, they were on the ground, showing that they were not a threat.
Yeah, and was unarmed, so just like going over to someone who's just lying down and shooting them in the back, that's kind of scary, actually. I mean, it is scary. It is scary.
Yeah.
It is.
Our last case involves George Zimmerman, a neighborhood watch captain, who called 911 to report a suspicious person and was instructed to stay in his SUV and not approach the person. Zimmerman proceeds to get out of his car and shoot the unarmed Trayvon Martin in the back of his head.
So, this is the case that really put the Black Lives Matter movement in the national spotlight. Zimmerman isn't in jail. Yeah. And he sued Martin's parents for $100 million.
Yep, NBC.
Why did he get out of his SUV? Will we ever know?
We will never know, unfortunately.
Cue the spider music. The point is, police officers that have not interacted with and or had training for working in predominantly Black neighborhoods sometimes bring negative attitudes and or stereotypes to these communities that can affect the fairness of their decisions and actions. And that is the end of our fifth episode. Remember, this is a two-part series, so whenever we put out the second part, please listen to it.
Please.
Please.
Our social media and sources will be in the description.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks.
Brinley and Daphne, out. Just trying not to cough.